Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what if the ghost in your house refused to show itself to anyone but you?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, you know, we like to hear them. So call it in. Leave us a voicemail if you want to do that. 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts, or you can do that through patreon.com/realghoststories. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, it's good. Okay, so I got to tell you that the story that I heard, and I looked it up. It's true. It happened not very long ago, so I don't know. Maybe more information is going to come out pretty soon. It's, you know, a little sketchy on the info, on the intel that I can get. But the other night up in, there's a ferry that is up just a little in the northern Seattle area. It's between Possession Sound and Puget Sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it was night and they were going, you know, just kind of going into this area, this Bay Area. And they see something really dark out there. And so you can just kind of imagine everybody going, what are we looking at? What are we seeing? And they start to shine the lights on it. It's a ghost ship.
What?
It's, and they said the scale of it, it's like 100 feet, this ship, and nothing is on it. No one is on it.
It's an actual ship.
Yes.
But nobody's on the ship.
Nobody's on it, and it's just floating.
How big is it?
100 feet.
That's big, right?
It's good size. And so there's video of people kind of standing out, you know, on the shore, you know, shore out the ferry, looking in and going, what are we looking at? What is that? And so apparently, I haven't heard any more update on it, but that there was a tsunami in Japan in 2011.
Oh, and, yeah, that was huge too.
Things still kind of, you know, float over, will come over from that. Maybe that's it. You know, maybe I was thinking, you know, maybe it's like drugs boat and people just abandoned it, or maybe it's truly a ghost ship.
Well, and it's interesting, you know, you think they'll put some people on the ship, like they'll ferry over there and explore it. I'm going to guess they'll get more information, because certainly it's like they've got a VIN number. ships or something. I don't, the equivalent of a VIN number.
That, but I also think there's issues with like that tsunami and radiation.
Oh.
So whether you need to be really careful, like hazardous kind of stuff, I'm not sure.
Well, and then if that's the case, you can't have that thing running up on the beach.
Right. So you got to get it out, right? Or whatever. I that's why I said the information I'm getting, I couldn't find much. And I'm hoping in the next few days we'll find out more. But my point in bringing up here is, how scary would that have been to be standing there and just see this big dark shape coming at you? Because the ferry guys were all like, what the fuck is that?
Well, and I think you would know, especially if you work on a ferry, you have the same route every day. You see that you encounter the same ships, you know?
Yeah, but thank God they saw it, because you could just run into something like
right?
that, you know, if it was, you know.
Well,
anyway, the fact that this thing navigated the sound and got through these areas and these channels to get there is kind of crazy to me. But if I hear anything more, I'll keep kind of watching the news and seeing if they update what they think this is. But I was like, what if it's really an abandoned old ghost ship of some sort?
That's interesting. Keep us posted on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Well, let's dive into a ghost story. This one starts, I know everyone has their own opinions about ghosts. Some people think it's all in your head. Other people think every creak is a demon trying to crawl out of the drywall. I'm not here to convince anyone of anything. Honestly, I just need a place to talk about this without being told I'm imagining stuff. My family loves that line. The activity in my house has been happening for years, and apparently it runs in the family. One of my aunts lived in a house that traumatized her kids. Scratching on the walls, footsteps in the rooms, whispering at night. They grew up, had kids of their own, and their kids are now having experiences too, so I guess this is not new to my bloodline. As for me, I couldn't tell you exactly when my experiences started. I blacked out large parts of my childhood on purpose, but I know it's been a long time. At some point, I started joking that if the ghost was going to stick around, I might as well name him. So I picked George. Don't ask me why, it just felt like the right name. The first big incident that made me realize something real was happening came when I was a teenager. My best friend was sleeping over. We were lying in my room talking in the dark. The room was pitch black because my light had no switch, just a string hanging from the ceiling. In the middle of the conversation, the light turned on. Click. We screamed, then laughed because neither of us knew how to react. The next morning, I told my dad. He rolled his eyes and he kept insisting it was my imagination. And he joked, well, maybe your ghost Kevin did it. And I corrected him. I said, his name is George. He told me I needed therapy. Well, that night, George decided to up the tension. I was sleeping in the basement with my dog. We'd taken apart the bed frame earlier, so the metal pieces were leaning against the wall. Out of nowhere, a massive bang jolted me awake. Felt like the whole room shook, like someone had grabbed the metal frame and slammed it as hard as they could. And one of the pieces was wobbling. I turned on the TV to drown out whatever was going on and get my mind off of it. Curled up next to my dog, about a half an hour later, he got very stiff. He stared right at the bed frame and began growling. I couldn't move, my whole body locked up, and I just held on to him and waited for morning. I didn't sleep and I barely breathed. After that night, my dog refused to go down to the basement for months. Another time, also in the basement, I was watching TV when I heard knocking. Not house-settling noises. It was like knuckles on wood. I stood up to check it out because, honestly, I thought maybe an animal got into the walls. And when I turned my head, I saw something. Trying to describe it is hard because my brain panicked instantly, but the face wasn't right. The closest thing I can compare it to is that stretched out face in Jeepers Creepers 2. I'm not familiar with that, but now I went to look. When the creeper is pinned in the barn, like a human face that got pulled in the wrong directions. I screamed so loud that my throat hurt. I ran upstairs out of the house. I waited outside until someone came home, and I refused to go in the basement alone after that. I felt watched everywhere I went. And not even just watched, more like followed, like something hovered right behind me every time I turned around. My video game consoles would turn on and off by themselves. At first, I thought it was a stuck button, but it kept happening even when everything was unplugged. One night I snapped and yelled, "Knock it off, I don't want to play a game." It stopped instantly. I'd hear objects fall in another room, nothing ever out of place. Picture frames fell off shelves even when the windows were closed. That heavy crawling sensation of being followed never did leave me. Meanwhile, none of it ever happened to my dad. He'd walk through the basement like it was the safest place on earth. He'd tease me for being dramatic. But then things started happening when my friends were over too, which proved I wasn't making it up. Truth is, I don't know who or what George is. Maybe he belonged to the house long before we lived here. Maybe he's been attached to me for years. Maybe I've been calling the wrong thing George the whole time. But whatever is in my house doesn't show itself to anyone but me, and it feels personal, not violent, just intentional. Sometimes I worry about stirring things up. Other times I feel staying quiet only lets it grow even bigger. Either way, I'm tired of acting like none of this has happened. I'm tired of pretending I'm crazy because my dad doesn't believe in ghosts. So there you go. That's my story, or at least a chapter of it. That there's more, but that's enough for now. Thanks for hearing me out, Lynn. That would be really a tough situation. And I don't know if there's more people living in the house. I assume there are, just not her and her dad. But that's a tough situation when you're not being believed, because it does make you feel like you're going crazy.
Well, it does, but they've had validation with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because
but you want the validation from your dad. You know, well, your dad's like, you need therapy.
And, you know, I think, okay, so I guess our question in this is it something particular to Lynn? And so it wouldn't matter, the dad won't see it or whatever. Or is it particular to the house? Now, I don't think, because Lynn actually asked that question, is it something attached to me? I'm going to say, I don't think it's attached to you, but I think it recognizes that you can see it or perceive it. And because of that, it does follow you. It wants to be, for some reason, recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad does not have the ability to see it. So it could be kind of following him around. But I don't honestly think it is. I think it recognizes that Lynn can, at least, like I said, sometimes see, because there was that one instance where they saw the weird shape figure with the distorted face and stuff. And so that came very close to coming through the veil, right? When you get that close and you can see it. I think most of the time it's just kind of behind the veil enough that you feel it, but you can't see it. The dad doesn't have that ability at all. So, you know, it's what it is with your relationship with your dad in this whole situation, because he's not going to.
Well, and if he's never had an experience, of course she's making it up. Of course it's her imagination, because nothing's ever happened to him. Mm-hmm. So his reality is that the house is totally normal, you know?
Yeah, and that is his reality.
Okay, I just looked up the Jeepers Creepers thing. That's creepy. Mm-hmm.
You know, I
think that's super creepy looking.
And I think that I kind of get what they're talking about with that. It's this kind of blurred. I've had it happen once where I saw a figure, and like I kind of have described it before as like looking through some sort of lens that maybe has like fog on it or smudged. And so things are kind of distorted around
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that sometimes when something comes so close to stepping into our realm, you actually can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that because Lynn has the ability, and it appears that many family members do, so the dad maybe should you know, not be quite so smug about it because it appears.
But maybe it's on the maternal side of the family. The dad's like, nothing like that's ever happened in my family. Y'all are crazy.
And I think you're just going to have to love your dad and go, you know, dad's just where he's at. And you can't necessarily blame him. This is his reality. He doesn't see it. And therefore, and it does sound fantastic. It doesn't sound particularly like it's believable, but it is. And it's something you are going through. So I don't think you can rely on him for sympathy in this situation. But your friends have also had experiences with it. And so you know that it's true. It's not just, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel bad because it's so intense for Lynn. The feeling that you're constantly being watched and even worse, followed.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I don't want anything hovering over me. I used to say that to my students in class when they're working on, because I was an art teacher, and I'd say, I will come through periodically and look and check on how you're doing. If you want me, let me know. But I am not going to hover because I hate to be hovered over.
And well, even the personal worse space.
Right. And even worse, to be hovered by an entity.
Right? I think that some of us, you know those people. I used to work with a guy who was, he didn't get the personal space thing. Tony worked with him too. Mm-hmm. He would just be like one step too close.
Uh-huh.
And I remember years ago, we were at a concert and it was doing something with Blake Shelton. So he's interviewing Blake Shelton or talking to Blake Shelton. I don't remember which. But he did that. He was just too close to Blake Shelton. And Blake Shelton literally leaned down slowly and kissed him on the forehead. But it's so funny. It's like,
there are people that just don't get personal space. And, you know, it's also cultural that different cultures have a different comfort level with closeness and so forth. And I always say in the United States, put your hands straight out into a circle, right? It's 4 feet around you. And that's for somebody that is just an acquaintance or, you know, you work with or whatever. Closer, anybody moving closer than that, you've got a relationship with of some sort.
Yeah, so I think that when you feel that spirit, it's that same thing. It's like, you are encroaching on my space.
That's what I think.
Don't love
it. That's what I think too. And you're too close. You are, you know, it feels suffocating.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, Lynn, keep us updated on this. We do not think you're crazy. We think this is totally real. But I think that you did say one thing that to me might be helpful. And at one point you were trying to play a video game and they kept messing with it. And you just yelled, cut it out, you know, stop it. And it did. So it is responsive to your wishes. Remember that.
Because you put your foot down.
And at some point say, quit following me. I need space. I hate it when you hover over me. See what happens.
I think that's a good idea. Good idea. Well, let's go to this phone call.
Kelly calling from New Hampshire. So basically, I've had like weird stuff happen to me since I was young. I guess if you guys like my story, I will tell my stories in chronological order. When I was young, I lived in New Jersey. And there was this one time that I think like my dad was sick. He snored a lot when he was sick. You know, he just had a cold. And so I guess my mom was like, you know, I'm not sleeping in there with him. I need to sleep for work. So she slept in the same bed as my brother. And I decided to sleep in the same bed as my dad because we were always really close. And I was like, yeah. And, you know, I could sleep through anything when I was younger. That is not the case now. I am such a light sleeper. But anyway, so yeah, I was in my dad's room and I always like to have water with me at night, and that night for some reason I didn't. I think it was just because I was in a different environment, a different room. So I woke up in the middle of the night and I was really thirsty. I went downstairs to get a glass of water. And the way my kitchen is, it was like the fridge was right near like the dining room, the entryway to the dining room. I was getting water from the fridge, and right to the right is the dining room. I was getting water, and then like something kind of caught my eye. So I looked in there, and all I saw was this like weird, this is going to sound so strange, but the only way I could describe it was like as this nurse clown. It was like looking at me, and it was like jumping up and down, and it had like a stethoscope, you know? So like that's what gave me the inclination that it was a nurse, and like honestly could not tell you the gender. I did not know what that thing was. It was like hopping up and down, just looking at me, holding this freaking stethoscope, and I swear it was the most creepy thing to this day that I might have ever seen. I was just like, I just remember thinking like, what the heck, taking my water that was like halfway filled up and just sprinting upstairs. And I didn't even go back into my mom and dad's room. I went into my brother's room where him and my mom were sleeping, and I put the water on the floor and jumped right in the middle of them because I was so scared. And I remember, I know it was like, your question may be like, well, maybe this, you know, was this a dream? And I swear my whole life I've been like debating that in my mind, like, was that a dream or was that real? And my logical mind wants to say that that was a dream because like, what the hell, how can that happen? And what was that? But I definitely, I don't know. If I haven't convinced myself by now that it was a dream, I don't think it was a damn dream. Like, and it just felt so real. And another reason why I don't think it was a dream was because when I woke up in the morning, the water that I got the night before was next to my brother's bed. And, like, I just don't know how to explain that. Like, it's so creepy. I was so creeped out. Like, a nurse clown thing jumping up and down. It was so scary. And I never saw anything like that ever again in that house, but I've definitely really had other weird moments. I guess I kind of feel like my, like, intuition to see those sort of things has, like knock on wood, completely dissipated, because I would not want to see, I don't want to see anything ever again. And I was too chicken of this to say this in my house, so I'm in the car. But yeah, so that's my first really weird thing that happened to me. I hope you guys like this. Thanks for listening. All right, bye guys.
You know, just when you think you've heard every variation you can hear, you get a call about a nurse clown apparition.
At first I thought she said Nerf, and I was trying to like N-E-R-F. And I was like, the Nerf. Now I mean, okay, so nurse. All right, nurse clown.
Yeah, she said she saw a stethoscope.
I have a theory on this. And that is, I do believe that she saw something that night. She's too scared to talk about it in the house today. All right, so something happened. And like she said, she went to get a glass of water. I think she was... You know, when you get up in the night, yeah, you might be sort of sleepy, but I think getting up, getting out, walking all the way to the kitchen, opening the fridge door, getting stuff out, you know, unless you're doing some sort of weird sleep medication, I think that would be enough to wake you at least moderately. Okay. I believe there was something there that was paranormal. But here's the thing. I think that we sometimes, to give something a face or a shape, can project some of our worst nightmares onto like a vision. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So like we see it might not have been a nurse clown thing, but it was so frightening that your brain needed to identify something. And it just put your worst fear on there, nurse clown. Maybe you were in the hospital once, scared of shots, and clowns frighten you. And you combined the two and projected it on there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with. And because I think we can do that. I think we definitely have the ability. I think when something gets so frightening for us that we can turn off, right? Or we need, it's there and we need to put a face on it. And we do. Our brains are pretty remarkable at what they can do. And I think that she actually just projected something onto it. I do think something was there. Do not get me wrong. But it was so frightening. She just identified it as nurse clown. I'm out of here.
Yeah. That was really strange.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I would like to, she said there's more things happening. And I'd like to hear the more stories in this to see if that even puts more light on this.
Yeah, I'd be curious. Mm-hmm. Or if that was just a one-off nurse clown apparition.
I'm going to say I do believe it's going to be a one-off because I think her brain just kicked in and took over to make something palatable that she could handle and say, okay, your worst fear about this would be this thing. That's what it is. Okay. Right. Because we don't have the ability to see the real depth of mm-hmm. this thing.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's what I think happened. I think it's bizarre. And like you said, we've not heard this one. That's because I think it's specific to her.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think that's going to become a thing. I don't think there's going to be an outbreak of, oh my God.
We may hear
nurse clown apparition.
But I do think occasionally we get stories where I think that is what's happened, is that we project onto it.
Yeah.
Because it's so terrifying.
But it still bothers her. You can tell by her voice.
Oh, she wouldn't talk about it in the house.
Exactly. She had to leave.
For fear it would conjure it back up again.
Well, if you have a story you'd like to share with us, please do that. You can call it in and leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, we thank you very much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. finding your space even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.